FATHER stands for Fathers Arm Together to help education, restore, and save lives. Lane says he first co-founded the organization in 1999 after a shooting at School 61. We held our conversation inside a main hallway at the Arthur O. Eve School of Distinction, School 61, on Leroy Avenue.
What's happening now in 2019 with the group and the organization? How far have you come?
You know, we have come a long way, whereas there used to be, on the outside, we used to have some issues and some problems, maybe with young men standing on the corner, young men perhaps maybe selling things that's wasn't good around our children. So we've been here since then and allow to move them elements away from the school and allow the children to get back to educating our children. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 20 years, is educating our children and giving them some of the best quality education that this school can deliver. But as a president of the Buffalo Fathers Group, working from the outside, and now we are working more so in the inside of the school.
Will there ever be a solution to the street violence and losing those young men to gun violence?
You know what? I really do think there would be a solution, because now that organizations such as ours, the Buffalo Fathers, are actually not only on the streets, but actually going in the schools, actually connecting with those children that are younger. We know some of the olders may now, this is just bad to say that they may have died off, or some that may be in jail, but this is a new generation of young people coming up, and this is a time that we really can express how much we love for them, how much we care for them, and that they not the Generation X that would nobody care for them. So this is a great opportunity, this generation, for us to connect with our young people, show them how much we love them, and let them know that we're going to stay with them until they go to college.
What's the home life like for some of them? Why is it so difficult for them to stay in school and achieve?
You know, a lot of times there's so much that's going on, you know, in the homes, especially when there's no father figure around, and perhaps maybe there is not enough, relationship with perhaps maybe mom and dad, whereas they find themselves, you know, out of work, you know, not connected to anyone that would perhaps maybe help lead them to get a job. So therefore, they find themselves out on the streets. But that's when we come in, because we actually go out looking for young people and looking for young women that's out of work, that perhaps maybe just looking for a way out, looking, you know, to take care of themselves. So our job is to connect with them, with the different agencies, Back to Basic, Buffalo Urban League, or some of the other summer youth programs, and get them back to working again.
What's been a game changer? What's made a difference for what you're seeing on the front lines?
I think what a real game changer is, you know, organizations like mine, and organizations, Stop the Violence Coalition, Buffalo Peacemakers, are working together, not only with the children, but with families, and working with the Northland Project, and trying to get our young people, those who have dropped out of school, and trying to get them back being productive and getting them back to work. Because, you know, we know a lot of our children maybe don't have a high school education, but they yet still need a skill. They yet still need to be productive. They yet still need to take care of their families. So what we do is connect them children, connect them young men and them young women back to different agencies, different resources, so they can begin to be productive again and start concentrating then on our younger generation.
Well, it was great to speak with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.